And now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. Why they laughed at me wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. And now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. For ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? Hee, hee, hee. Let's at the past laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Who's got the last laugh now?
Music you can listen to all day long. Jazzy.
Sonoma County Focus.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and today we're going to talk about the Museum of Sonoma County, which is just a jewel here in Santa Rosa. It's been around for quite some time. My guests today are Jeff Nathanson, who is the Executive Director. Jeff, thank you so much for being here.
It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
And Rena Wang, she is the Director of Development and Marketing at the Museum of Sonoma County. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
And we want to talk about a variety of things because the museum is really an amazing resource for people who are interested not only in art here in Sonoma County, but the stories of Sonoma County. And I think that's really wonderful to bring all of that together. Why don't we start off by talking about the Lunar New Year celebration, because it is coming up very soon. In fact, it will be on Saturday, January 27th from 1 to 3 at the museum, which is located at 425 7th Street in Santa Rosa. So tell us about this. This is in partnership with a great organization in town.
Absolutely. So we are super excited to partner with the Redwood Empire Chinese Association on a wonderful Lunar New Year event. It's free to everyone. It's 1 to 3 on the 27th, and we'll be featuring lion dances, traditional Chinese music, a traditional tea ceremony, and wonderful, wonderful performances all around in celebration of this major cultural event for us. I actually grew up going to RECA's Chinese school, so being able to bring it here to the museum in this way is just a wonderful partnership, and it should be a fun time had by all, especially for kids.
Yeah, yeah. The lion dances and those costumes and the performances are just riveting. So fun to watch.
Absolutely. It's amazing. It's amazing.
So tell us a little bit more about the Redwood Empire Chinese Association and their role here in town.
Sure. So RECA was founded in 1988, and it's a nonprofit with a focus on sharing Chinese culture. It also helps newly arrived people better integrate into Sonoma County and discover all the resources here. It is an independent organization funded by its members and sustained by an endowment given by the parents of Joe Wong, one of RECA's founders. RECA has a membership of around 200 families of actually many nationalities and ethnicities, and everyone's welcome to join. I myself have been to countless of their programs and events over the years, and it's just such a wonderful community resource. It's an absolute gem to have in Sonoma County.
Yeah, and they participate in all different kinds of things. Of course, around the Lunar New Year, they're very busy.
Yes.
Being requested to be at all different kind of places. I used to do events with G&G Supermarket, and I know that they would always do great things with the in conjunction with the supermarket, a lot of celebrations there.
Absolutely. And Nancy Wong and Joe Wong Long are absolute icons in this community, and they do so much to help not only with the Chinese community, but also all of the allies, and to better understand how to bring these cultural celebrations into different contexts here in Sonoma County.
Yeah, that's great. And then there's like year-round things as well that are done. You mentioned the school, which is great.
Yes.
But there's also chorus, there's Tai Chi, there's all kinds of things.
Yeah, there's all kinds of wonderful celebrations. I recently attended a really fun RECA Christmas party potluck type event.
Oh, cool.
And there are just wonderful events, not just, again, for members of the Chinese ethnicity, but also just really anyone who wants to be involved and learn more. It was just so wonderful. The sense of community is unmatched.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so again, that is coming up. It is free, so everyone's invited to come. It's going to be a big day at the museum because there's a lot going on the 27th. But this event is from 1 to 3. And the 27th then is also the opening for a new exhibit. Tell us about A Question of Balance.
This is going to be a really exciting exhibition. And what's fun for us is doing multiple activities on a particular weekend. So the last weekend of January is going to be just chock full of creative, interesting things for people to do at our museum. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., the museum will be open for free for the opening day of A Question of Balance. It's an exhibition of sculpture that we have organized in partnership with the Pacific Rim Sculptors. That's a sculpture group based in the Bay Area, although it really has international members.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an affiliate organization of the International Sculpture Center, which is the publisher of Sculpture Magazine, and people who care about three-dimensional art will be very familiar with the International Sculpture Center. So the exhibition opens on that Saturday, January 27th. I'll mention this for members of the museum who are listening. There will be a members opening with the artists from the exhibition from 5 to 7 p.m. that evening. Now, if listeners would love to come to the reception and they're not museum members, that's okay. You can join.
There you go. It's easy to sign up.
You just have to go to our website, museumsc.org, mm-hmm. and click on membership. And we're always trying to build membership. I'll also mention this connection that we have with RECA beyond the Lunar New Year event that we're doing in partnership with them. Nancy Wong, who Rena just mentioned a few minutes ago, is on our museum's board as well as the RECA board, and they were a very important partner with us as we developed a permanent history exhibition called Sonoma County Stories.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a few minutes. But that the partnership with RECA is incredibly important to us and the whole community.
Yeah, absolutely, because our heritage is really varied and culturally diverse, and we need to share all of those stories, remember them, document them, and the Sonoma County Stories exhibit is a great way to dive deeper into that. So we'll get to that in just a moment. So I love this idea for this particular exhibit, an idea of balance. We're coming into the new year. It's a lot of time something that people are considering as they're making their New Year's resolutions and thinking about, you know, things in my life are out of balance. Either my finances are out of balance, my body's out of balance, like all these different things that we think about in the new year. And this is a great topic for this exhibit. So how and what kinds of ways are the sculptors exploring this theme?
It's going to be fascinating for the public to walk through this exhibition because we gave the artists a prompt, which was essentially think about balance in all the different ways it could be defined or interpreted. So, yeah, we can talk about life balance, balance as it pertains to our physical relationship to gravity, balance in materials or in colors, or one of the artists made a piece which is really about the multicultural mix of our society and that balance that he's thinking about. And so much is out of balance. I was really interested in exploring, well, what does balance mean to different people? And when artists take something like a prompt about their creative interpretation of what balance means, it's surprising. It's really interesting what people have come up with.
That's so cool. Now, you've been installing this exhibit.
We just started this week.
Yeah. How's that going?
it's really interesting. So I've been working in curatorial work my entire career and have worked very closely with sculptors. But this is a particularly interesting and challenging exhibition because there are 45 artists in the show. I'll mention that I co-juried this exhibition with Kate Eilertsen, who is the executive director and chief curator at the DeRosa Center for Contemporary Art.
Yeah.
So the dozens and dozens of artists who submitted work for consideration had their work seen by Kate and myself, but we had to narrow it down. So we narrowed it down to 45 artists, and each and every one of them has a unique interpretation of balance. And some of the pieces are suspended from the ceiling. Some of them are very close to the ground. Some of them spread out. And some of them are small. And some of them are almost monumental scale. So what we tried to achieve in selecting the works for the show was to strike a balance
in terms of
what the composition of this exhibition is.
Yeah, yeah. And what about the way that you're setting it up in your museum space? Because you've got a lot of different rooms that people can explore and go through. Yeah. So what does it look like?
So we actually have two buildings, and this is in the Contemporary Art Gallery, which is essentially one large space with a few walls that divide it up, but it's a really large space, about 4,000 square feet, with 21 foot high ceilings. So it has the space where we can put very large works and installation art and things that really utilize the space. But we also have some works that are outdoors. We have a sculpture area outside of the museum, and so we've also selected a few works that are in outdoor placement.
Oh, great.
And one of the pieces we just installed yesterday, it's really amazing. It's a kinetic sculpture that has these moving arms with these colored circular plastic discs, and when the sun is shining, it actually refracts the light through these discs, and it's making these patterns on the pavement.
Oh,
it's
that's so
really
cool.
It's beautiful. We had no idea it would be as dynamic and interesting as it is installed. It's really fantastic.
All right, so then we're going to have to hope for some nice sunshiny days so that we
can
get the full effect. That's so cool. The undertaking of putting all of these together is huge. It was juried by the two of you, but then how many people does it take to install things like this? Your artists are coming in. What's that organization like?
Well, the partnership with Pacific Rim Sculptors has been fantastic, and so we have couple of members from that group who are helping with installation. The artists, a couple of the artists have their own teams that have come in to move the work. Our exhibitions manager, John Del Buono, does an amazing job of organizing and coordinating all the efforts. We have a lift which has been up and down to the ceiling multiple times. And so on any given day, in any given hour, there could be two people or a half a dozen people working on the installation, depending on what pieces are coming in.
And I also see, when I was looking on the website, a name that I'm familiar with and a lot of us here in the community are familiar with, who has some sort of role, Dr. Walter Bick.
Oh, yes.
Who we know, of course, from Paradise Ridge and the amazing outdoor sculptures that he hosts there on his property.
Some of the artists who have exhibited at Paradise Ridge and are familiar to people who have been to that amazing winery and sculpture collection, they're friends of Walter's and I should say Dr. Bick. And he's an amazing friend to the museum. He is a member of our leadership council. We actually awarded him with our Visionary Award a few years ago. I think it was in 2019. And some of the artists in our exhibition that will be opening the Question of Balance exhibition are exhibiting artists at Paradise Ridge.
That's great.
Including Brianna Hendren, who is helping to coordinate things for our exhibition, but she curated the current sculpture exhibition in the Sculpture Grove up at Paradise Ridge. And then another one of the exhibiting artists there who's working with us is Catherine Daly.
Wow. Okay, so if you want to go to this exhibit for free, you go on January 27th. What time does it open on that day?
11 a.m.
Okay, all right, 11 a.m. up until 5 p.m. And then at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. is for your museum members and the artists, and that's the reception.
Right, and if you're a museum member or an exhibiting artist, it is free. And anybody who wants to attend, and if you're not a member, please join.
Exactly. It's always good to support the arts here in Sonoma County, and especially sculptors. I think we have a real affinity for that here in Sonoma County, and it's great to see it sort of highlighted in this particular exhibit. How long will the exhibit be there at the Museum of Sonoma County?
Through May 26th.
Okay. All right. Excellent. So if you can't make it, if you've already got plans for January 27th, no worries. You can still see the selected works from Pacific Rim Sculptors in this gorgeous exhibition called A Question of Balance through May 26th. All right, I want to talk about a really cool artist who I was not familiar with until I headed to your website at museumsc.org. I'm talking with Rena Wang. She is the Director of Development and Marketing at the museum, and Jeff Nathanson, Executive Director. Tell us about Tilden Dakin.
Dakin,
sorry.
Tilden Dakin was a friend of Jack London, and they lived at the same time, late 1800s through early 1900s. Dakin was a pretty famous landscape painter during his lifetime. It's interesting because, of course, Jack London became internationally famous until this day.
Yeah.
We all know about Jack London. We've read his books. There's Jack London State Park, Jack London Square in Oakland. There's a lot of Jack London. But people don't really know about Tilden Dakin. But Tilden Dakin was, just like Jack London, an adventurer. When they were very young men, they rode the rails together. So Jack London didn't do his crazy adventures alone. Dakin was sort of a partner in their adventures quite a bit off and on over the years.
It's so funny that you mentioned that they rode the rails. Like, I think that was actually more common than we think, that people used to like kind of do that. My grandpa tells me about like that he did that. It was just crazy. He worked in lumber up in Montana, but he would ride the rails. He was just like, if you want to go someplace, jump on and take a free ride.
it's amazing. It's like we're so concerned about risk and liability and
right?
all of these things today, but boy, 100 plus years ago, there were a lot of crazy things. So Tilden Dakin was just a very, just a very bold and dynamic adventurer, but a brilliant painter. And so everywhere he went, Jack London might have been writing, had his notepad and thinking, creating his stories
right.
from his life adventures, but Dakin always had his paints in a sketchbook with him. He painted in Sonoma County in the Redwoods. In there's an incredible series from Valley of the Moon. Actually, Dakin lived in Glen Ellen, not far from where Jack London mm-hmm. lived, but he also, for a time, lived in Santa Rosa.
Oh, wow.
Which is interesting. But he also traveled to Hawaii, to Mexico, to Southern California. He was one of the first explorers to go down undersea in a diving bell.
There's a picture on the website of this thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy looking.
And there's this article, and we know that it's kind of a tall tale that was exaggerated, but allegedly this giant octopus wrapped its tentacles around the diving bell when he was underwater on one of his trips. And the story goes that they had slaughtered I think it was a lamb earlier in the day that they were going to cook for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And so on the boat, on the surface of the water, as they're monitoring Dakin undersea in this diving bell, they had to think of something to attract the octopus. So the story is they threw this carcass overboard, and the octopus, because it was bloody, the octopus went for it. Who knows? I don't know. It sounds kind of crazy and far-fetched, but supposedly it really happened, or some version of it really happened, and they saved his life.
Oh, my goodness.
And the diving bell is dented. So
you never know. Could be true.
Yeah. Anyway, the exhibition is beautiful. There's this amazing woman, curator, biographer of Tilden Dakin named Bonnie Portnoy. She is the granddaughter of the artist. Mm-hmm. And she was born after he passed away, so she never met him. But she became fascinated and, dare I say, obsessed with his life and how crazy her grandfather must have been. And so she's written a wonderful book, which is due to be released in March. And she helped us curate this exhibition of paintings. And if you, when you come into our gallery to see the exhibition, you're not only going to see the these wonderful paintings of redwoods and the Sierras and undersea and all of the different things that he painted, but also we have these story panels with these incredible stories of his adventures or misadventures, you might describe them. And we are really excited that we have this kind of exhibition on view, because it relates so much to this idea that we can tell history and engage the public really more in what our county and this region is about through story. Storytelling has become a really important tool for us and for the community. It's entertaining, but it's also educational.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really fun to have these stories about this wild guy who just happened to be a phenomenal landscape painter.
Yeah, and the sort of capturing these moments of, the beauty of the redwoods, and it's still here with us, and how lucky we are to see an interpretation of that from this artist so many years ago, and to know that we still have these wonderful resources, knock on wood, that they're still around to enjoy them. So that exhibit is ongoing through March 3rd. Will it coincide with the book release at the end of it, or are we not sure exactly on the timing? Probably.
We've been told that the book release will unfortunately happen after the exhibition closes, but we will put out an announcement, and the book will be available at the museum.
Great.
Museum shop, store. Also, a smaller version of this exhibition is going to travel over to the Jack London House at Jack London State Park. In fact, we just had a meeting about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so the book will also be available there. And if people happen to miss the Tilden Dakin exhibition in our space, or they just want to see a little bit more about his life and interactions with Jack London, then I believe it's going to be mid-April that the exhibition will move over to Jack London House.
Okay. Wow. There's so many cool things at Museum of Sonoma County, not even to mention the building itself, right? I mean, the building itself has amazing history. For those who don't know, it used to be, the post office, right?
Right.
It was moved across town.
Not across town. our building, our historic building, has a really wonderful story to tell. It was the Santa Rosa Post Office built in 1910 to replace the original post office that was destroyed in the 1906 earthquake.
Okay.
Its original location was on 5th Street. And if you are familiar with Santa Rosa Plaza shopping mall, approximately where the Macy's is today, our building was there. But in 1979, to make way for the shopping mall, it was declared a historic landmark and had to be preserved. And so a community effort was made to raise some money and engineer the move, and it was moved two blocks
Got
to
it,
our
okay.
current
Not
location.
Not quite across town, two blocks. But still, that's a big building to move two blocks.
It's a big building. It's a grand old building with columns in front. I like to think of it as like a mini Met.
Right. West Coast Met. I like it.
Right.
So cool. All right. So Tilden Dakin, the Art of Adventure Exhibition. I love that. And then finally, before I let you guys go, let's talk about the Sonoma County Stories Exhibition. This is a part of the permanent collection and has significant ties to Gay LeBaron, of course, our local historian. So tell us a little bit about this exhibit.
Actually, Rena, I think your introduction to the exhibition when you started working with the museum, I was really fascinated by what you discovered when you were going through the exhibition for the first time.
Sure. You know, when I was being introduced to Sonoma County Stories, our permanent exhibition, for the first time, it absolutely blew my mind. There are so many different cultures and communities from different points in time that are covered in this exhibition. And one of those is for my own heritage, the Chinese community. So I was introduced to someone named Song Wong Burbo. She unfortunately passed, I believe, a couple decades ago. But she was just an absolute legend here in Santa Rosa. And getting to learn more about her, what she went through, her background, and what it was like to be a Chinese woman in Santa Rosa all those years was so incredibly inspirational to me, and it was really one of the reasons that I looked at Sonoma County Stories and I said, more people need to see this. There is nothing else like this that I've seen here in the county. But it's not just the stories of, you know, the Chinese community. It's so many different cultural communities and backgrounds that are highlighted, and also different points in time. Like I mentioned, we even have something we affectionately call the Wall of Time that kind of takes you through these interesting historical objects that we care for, and people can learn a lot more about the history of Sonoma County just through that. But what is really interesting is that we have a table with different people's video oral histories via Gay LeBaron's work, and then you can put on headphones and watch these interviews and immerse yourself for hours in their stories. And by the time you leave, you're a new person, I like to think.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. I am an old neighbor of mine did something similar, that he would research people's stories and collect oral histories. And it's just a fascinating thing, because we think about, like, my dad loved to do genealogy, and always the things that are missing are those personal stories from, you know, times gone by. And it's interesting to know certain dates and times and facts and things, but you want more of the personal stories. You want to hear from the people who were there. And this is just such a treasure that we have. So very, very cool. Be sure to head out to the Lunar New Year celebration with the Redwood Empire Chinese Association. It's going to be so much fun. Free on Saturday, January 27th from 1 to 3 p.m. On that same day is the opening of A Question of Balance, Selected Works from Pacific Rim Sculptors exhibit, and that will run through May 26th. But on the 27th, on January 27th, it is free to the public to check out. If you want to become a museum member, you can mingle with the artists from 5 to 7 afterwards. Check out the exhibit that is open right now with Tilden Dakin, the Art of Adventure exhibition, and then a book that is coming very soon, sometime in 2024. And then, of course, the ongoing permanent collection, Sonoma County Stories exhibition. All right. Well, this has been so much fun. Just getting a little peek, because the museum is really dynamic, and I want people to know that too, that these things come in, come out. There's so many great exhibits that I've seen there. The cannabis one was amazing a couple years ago. It was so good.
That was fun.
Yeah. I love the ones that you do around Dia de los Muertos. They're so good. Like, there's really so many good things. The fire exhibit the year after the 2017 fires was amazing. I went in with my sketchbook and had a great time. So thank you for all of the hard work that you both do, and all of the board members and community members who come and make the museum such a vital part of Sonoma County. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us. And I just want to mention that our hours are Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 5. Mm-hmm. And we are closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. I know a lot of people come looking to visit the museum. However, a lot of what we do on Tuesdays is have school tour groups come through. And we have a really rich and dynamic school and tour program. We have docent tours that people can sign up for. So I just want people to know that there are things really for all ages, families, students of all ages. It's really a wonderful place for people to visit.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The Museum of Sonoma County. Find out more at museumsc.org. This is Sonoma County Focus.
Sonoma County Focus.